Okay, so it's 4 o'clock and we're calling the meeting to order. Ellen, would you please take roll call?
Sure. Stacy Carter?
Here.
Ann Chandler?
Here.
Jenna Griffith?
Here.
Sarah Hill?
Here.
Linda McDonald?
Here.
Okay.
I was not notified of any public comment, so I will move on to item 4, approval of minutes from the April 10th meeting. Do I have a motion?
So moved. Linda.
Thank you, Linda. Do I have a second?
I'll second. This is Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah. Is there any discussion? Okay, hearing none. Ellen, will you take a roll call vote?
Sure. Stacy Carter?
Yes.
Ann Chandler?
No.
Jenna Griffith?
Yes.
Sarah Hill?
Yes.
Linda McDonald?
Yes.
Okay. And I did forget to mention that Rhonda Jonesy is in here with us as well.
Hi, Rhonda.
Hi, Rhonda.
So moving on to unfinished business, membership considerations.
Sure. You don't have a written report. You'll have that at the June meeting. We are just finishing up with some of our schools. We're waiting to hear what Litchfield School District's plan is moving forward into next year, because that will determine whether they lose their membership or whether we can give them some kind of grace period to get on their feet. We're going to have a couple more conversations about Illini Central. We did learn, and that is the school district in which the school district contracted for service with a public library. We did learn that they were not awarded their FY23 school district per capita grant because the state library deemed that they were not functioning as a school library according to the administrative code. But before we start, and my guess is they won't retain membership, but we just want to make sure we have all our I's dotted and T's crossed before we start down this path, because there will be other school districts and public libraries that will look at how we're handling this. We did send a letter to the Shiloh School District over in the Fairview Heights O'Fallon area, saying to them that they had not certified and failure to certify would result in suspension. We gave them a deadline for an answer. We never got an answer. So we are more than ready to proceed with suspension from them. But that will all be formalized in a document at the June meeting. So do you have any questions for me? Then that's all I had on membership changes, Stacy.
Okay, let's move on to the operational plan, second reading.
I do have a question on that, simply because I noticed that yesterday they put out for more comments until the 20th. So we really don't have everything back yet.
No, it's going to be actually, and I just checked with Leslie on that, it's going to be open until the 22nd. So the comments will be available in full at the board meeting on the 23rd, but you will be able to watch them on our website as they come in and as responses are crafted.
So was there any change then in this plan from any of the comments?
Rhonda, I think, Anne, if there were any changes, they were editorial changes, and that's really all to the narrative piece.
Okay, as far as the operational plan, was there changes to the operational plan, Ellen? Because we will have some changes to the budget coming up at the Finance Committee meeting, just because of new preliminary rate and IMRF and workers' comp proposal and different things that are going to affect the final budget. But as far as the operational plan, I don't think we made any changes to that.
And I think as far as the narrative, it was pretty much all editorial and meaning tidying up and editing.
Okay.
Ellen, somebody did bring up that Aspen, that the poorer districts would not be able to afford that. Has that been addressed?
I'm sure it was addressed yesterday at the share financial meeting, and I don't have any reports from them as far as how they plan to move forward.
That's something that it cannot be available to everyone then. I mean, it's available if you can pay for it, probably, huh?
Right, right. And the members were queried as to whether they wanted it or not. And so they got a commitment from a good core group of people, but not everyone. But I can get back to you on what the Share Finance Committee did determine.
I was just wondering, because that was one thing that kind of stuck out to me, you know, so thank you.
And wasn't that a question from the whole board about how, you know, we were wondering if it could be rolled out to everyone?
Yeah, it was.
It was. It, several addressed that concern that it should be to be equitable to all the membership.
So, Ellen, if you could get back to us on
I will.
That, we would appreciate it.
That is no problem at all. And you all had the opportunity to see the feedback that was included in your packet for this meeting, I hope.
Yes. Tina didn't realize we'd gotten rid of Enterprise. She was sitting on exec when we adopted that. So.
That's funny.
Yeah, I read that.
We had big plans for it to really work out and save us money and save us headaches, and it just didn't go that way.
I'd like to see that. I'm not seeing any changes, and I want Aspen to be free to members. Plus, I don't agree with adding more staff. So, you know, and I really believe that they should. I know they extended that period for comment. It seems like it should. We should wait until we see everything from members.
And
we have to. Address them all at the full board meeting.
Right, but at that point, there won't be any. Highly unlikely there'll be changes made in the plan, don't you? I mean, if past history is any indication.
I would have to concur with you.
Yeah.
Are there any other concerns or questions about the operational plan? Okay, let's go on to new business, the public comment policy.
And Stacy, were you on this committee when this policy was adopted?
Actually, I was on exec, but Tina was the chair of membership and policy.
Right.
And I remember we did this not because we had issues with public comments, but there were some libraries that were having hours of people signing up for public comments.
Correct.
So, and I do appreciate that we're also addressing it, saying meetings via electronic means, too. Yep.
And this is...
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just, you finish and then I can chime in if you need me to.
Well, because, you know, we are following it, but it is good that it's addressed. And then I did notice that we added relevant or germane to the system business.
Right. I
don't know that somebody's getting up and doing a Cubs versus Cardinals thing, but I would certainly hate to see us giving our time to listen to something like that isn't germane to libraries at all.
Right.
I was, I like the the electronic part had to be added, but when I saw that, I thought, I was just curious why it was put in there. It doesn't seem like there's ever been a problem with it on public comment.
There certainly hasn't with us, but I do believe it, Ellen. I believe that there's been a system in far southern Illinois that's had some very wackadoo things that have nothing to do with libraries, nothing.
And I think this is just a best practice to have on an agenda. And I think when this was first adopted for our system, that was the thought that this is a good thing to have. So that you can avoid any problems should they arise. So we were being proactive.
Oh, I don't have a problem with the public, the original policy or adding on the electronic. I just was concerned about the relative or relevant or germane to system business, you know, First Amendment Act, who determines system business. We haven't had that issue. So I just wondered why it came up, I guess.
I can tell
you. Is there a story behind this story?
No, not at all. Not at all. This was preparing and just looking at how we conduct business in light of the governor's COVID regulations ending today. So we wanted to make sure that our electronic meeting policies and our public comment policies all still were germane. So we asked Phil Lanzini to look at them for us, and he added that statement about relevant or germane to system business, and also the final sentence that says these provisions will also apply to all meetings which include electronic attendance. So it was that
was
phrase.
Necessary.
Yeah, it was that phrase in that last sentence.
And is that the lawyer you're talking about? Is that the Missouri lawyer?
No. Well, no, that's Phil Lanzini. Phil Lanzini from the Peoria law firm with Southern Illinois roots.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
He was a member of the first law school graduation class from SIU.
Oh, wow. For heaven's sake.
So he's a good Southern Illinois man. So next month we'll be bringing you a little tidying up of the electronic meetings policy as well, because we want to make sure the two of them jive.
Okay. So, Ellen, are we going to try to go to more meetings in person then?
Because that's for you to decide. I think that's a board discussion.
Okay. I think that's coming up at the board meeting. At the full board meeting, we'll discuss if you know what we're going to do. I think I'm one of the last ones that remembers us having all in-person meetings, and I know
I did.
Yeah,
Ellen did, and it was very hard. All the travel time. I mean, when we had our meetings, I don't know if it'd be from like 5 o'clock, and I'd get home maybe 11 o'clock at night, or you know, I don't look forward to that.
Yeah, I think they're going to try and do a hybrid where people that are close can do close. But again, that'll come up. That'll be something that the full board discusses, because I know when I was president, I really wanted to make sure that every part of the state could be involved. And, you know, there just aren't board offices close to everybody, and we shouldn't discourage somebody from wanting to participate because they'd have to travel 2 hours each way to a meeting.
Right. That sounds good.
And I was a part of it back when it was Shawnee and we traveled. And you're right, it was a lot of travel time. I enjoyed the flexibility. Like I said, I'm at gymnastics right now, but I can get in and I can be part of the meeting. So I think you're going to, of course, you have more choices. You can go to Edwardsville. You can go. I'm assuming if they were thinking about in person, they would try to rotate. Is that correct?
Well, I think they would open up every, you know, all three offices. But like I used to attend sometimes at Decatur and sometimes at Champaign. Now, Decatur might not be open again. We had a Mount Vernon location when we had someone down in the area who really couldn't travel. And so we got the local library and you know, signed them up and got everything situated for them there. But I think what we're probably going to see is that there's going to be a core that attends in person, and then there's going to be others that are just remote all the time because they're just not close enough.
Yeah, I think they would have to do that. Otherwise, you won't have people that will want to be part of it.
I agree, Anne. I agree.
And there is advantage to being able to be in person. That really is an advantage. And I'm glad that we do that at least 2 times a year.
Yeah.
But
I just
I would be okay, you know.
Yeah. I just think we have to, and even when we did in person, sometimes we'd have one or two people that because of roads didn't come in, especially in winter. And I think we just have to give people that flexibility of what they feel comfortable doing.
Because, we are representing the whole state, the southern part of the state, and everybody from the different areas, is it's very important for them.
Yeah.
Part of it. Yeah.
Okay, so Ellen, do we need to do anything with the public comment policy revision?
No, this is really just a first reading unless you have any suggestions.
Well, I think it looks good.
Yeah. I think it looks good too.
Do you think 5 minutes is a good amount of time?
It's more than enough because people, I'm familiar with it in the school system, and if they have something to say, they can get it out in five, and then it's time to move on to the next person.
And 30 minutes was what we had decided, the most we would give up for a meeting for public comment. So, you know, if there's 10 people, then they all only get 3 minutes.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
Are there any other comments about the public comment policy? If not, we don't have any public comment. Okay, Ellen, so we're going to need a June meeting, and the June board meeting is early. So when do you foresee our next meeting being?
I would think June 5th. I was just looking at that, Stacy.
Okay. June 5th at 4 o'clock.
Correct.
Is that going to, that's our normal scheduled time. Does everybody think that's going to work for them?
Yes, for me.
That'll work for me.
Okay.
It works for me.
Wonderful. Okay, so, I'm sorry, did somebody say no?
Oh, no, it's Jenna, and I was going to say it's fine if somebody as long as we get reminders, because I'll be out of school, so summer will be on my mind.
I'm sure they'll remind us, because we'll have our packet that we have to do. But okay, so good. So our next meeting should be June 5th at 4 o'clock.
Correct.
Okay, because our board meeting is the 20th, I think.
Correct. Correct.
The 20th. Okay, because of ALA. Okay. If I don't, are there any other announcements?
I will not be at that at our full board meeting because I have another. I'm out of town.
Okay.
So that's okay. I just have to tell them when I can't be there. I'm sorry. That's the first meeting I'll have to miss. And do you know if personnel is going to be meeting that in June also, Ellen?
I don't, Linda.
Okay.
But you know what? Shoot,
Josh.
They already met, didn't they?
Yeah, we met Monday. Yeah, we met, and we met on a Monday. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I will entertain a motion to adjourn then.
I'll make that motion. This is Ann.
Thank you, Ann. And who's my second?
Linda.
Thank you, Linda. Okay, guys, thank you very much. And I will see those of us that can make it to the board meeting in 2 weeks.
All right. See you then.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.